Hey Lewis, guess what happened yesterday? Canada and the EU signed a defence partnership. That's a big deal, right?
Really? I see. So they're teaming up more on security because of Trump's threats.
Exactly. Trump has been questioning why the US is supporting allies who don't spend enough on their own defence. He even threatened tariffs on Canada and Europe.
Wow, that's intense. So Canada's Prime Minister, Mark Carney, is moving away from buying US weapons. That's a shift.
Right, the EU is also rearming, and Canada is joining an EU fund up to 150 billion euros to buy arms together. The UK already did a similar deal.
So what's the scope of this partnership? Military mobility, cyber threats, defence industry cooperation.
Yeah, it covers crisis management, maritime security, cyber and hybrid threats. They're also working together on supporting Ukraine and counter-terrorism.
That's quite a comprehensive framework. Carney is also boosting defence spending to meet NATO's 2% target this year.
Up from 1.45% in 2024, and he's expected to join other NATO leaders in agreeing to raise the target to 5% of GDP by 2030.
But wait, Spain's Prime Minister Sánchez made a deal to opt out of the 5% target. That's going to make the NATO summit awkward for others who can't meet the goal.
Right, Sánchez said it safeguards Spain's sovereignty while meeting NATO obligations through 2.1% spending. That's clever.
And Carney is moving away from US reliance, with 80% of the weapons budget previously going to the US. He's reviewing the F-35 jet purchase from Lockheed Martin.
He's committed to the first 16 jets, though. On trade, the EU wants to buy more liquefied natural gas and critical raw materials from Canada to reduce dependence on the US and China.
So this is a new era of cooperation between Canada and the EU. It's a strategic move to balance their security and economic interests.
Exactly. It's interesting how NATO dynamics are shifting with these new partnerships and spending targets.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge for NATO to unify on defence, spending with some countries opting out or struggling to meet the goals.
Agreed, this partnership could set a precedent for other countries looking to diversify their defence strategies.
So, what do you think about this new defence partnership? Is it a good move for Canada and the EU?
I think it's a smart strategy. It helps them reduce reliance on the US and strengthens their collective security. Plus, it's good for economic cooperation.
Right. It's about both defence and economic interests. It's a win-win for both sides.
Definitely. It's a step towards a more balanced and cooperative international security framework.
Agreed. This partnership could lead to more joint projects and shared resources, which is beneficial for everyone involved.
Yeah, it's exciting to see how this will unfold. I'm curious about the impact on NATO and global security dynamics.
Me too. It's definitely a new chapter in international defence cooperation.